All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you.
I had to go bring my guy outside some water. He was killing it out there.
Oh, nice.
I take care. Listen, yeah. It ain't his fault. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yep. Told you he was going to do well. Always had faith. Did.
He still gives me that look. I say, hey, you want some water?
Yeah.
Agua. Just say agua.
Oh, I know that now. I also had the water in my hand. So when I reached out to hand it to him, he said, oh, thank you. So
Did he say thank you? Did he say gracias?
Oh, no. He was using Google Translate.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Tried and true.
Hold on. He's in the house. Hold on.
All right. There he goes. Okay. He's off. All right. Let's get to All Right, Oh No here to close out a Monday. My All Right goes to John Bones Jones.
All right.
Returned to the Octagon this weekend, and he put a beat down on Stipe Miocic to keep his heavyweight title. Spinning back kick, breaking the ribs in the third round to finish the fight. It was not close. John Jones pummeled him with elbows for five straight minutes in the first round, then basically high kicked him and jabbed him in the second round, and then in the third round it was body kick, spinning back kick, over for Stipe. So John keeps the belt, and hopefully this means that he will actually go and defend that against the interim champion or number one contender, whatever you want to refer to him as, Tom Aspinall. That is the way it should be.
You'd rather see that?
Yes.
Nice.
I think that the buildup this week, all the press conference reaction, all that stuff, has led me to believe that that's the way they should go. Instead of having Poatan fight him, as much as that would be a fun fight too.
Yes.
I just think that Poatan's a little too one-dimensional, and I just think that that's going to go poorly for him.
Huh.
So
I haven't known Aspinall to do anything other than knock people out, though.
That's because he just steamrolls everybody and can do that around, but he could sub you. Yeah, I mean, Aspinall's one of these fascinating guys. Probably watch John. Like, he's a next-generation kid who's done everything.
Sweet.
Doesn't mean he's going to beat him. I mean, I'm still going to pick John Jones, even though the early lines have Tom Aspinall as the favorite.
That's crazy.
But, I mean, John just, I mean, he's so, he, you know what the thing with John Jones is, the thing that makes him just the best is he just finds everywhere to hurt you. Like, he'll kick your knee. He'll, you know, throw elbows like an octopus. He's just so good at this sport, better than anybody. And I'm not picking against him.
His skill set is greater than any individual coming from a particular skill set.
Yeah, it's
usually a ground and pound guy.
I don't think there's anybody who fights like him. Like, even after all these years, nobody's. Honestly, Oliveira in the fight beforehand was kind of like the closest version of that because he was literally doing everything.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, too, if I can give it an oh no, Michael Chandler.
What?
Valiant effort in the fifth round. No. You almost pulled it off, but you didn't. And
epic when he dropped him. That was cool.
It was a show pony move. Yeah. That does nothing. No, all that literally does was him standing up. You basically fell for Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
That's all you did was him getting up, having Charles Oliveira on his backpack like that, and him dropping him twice. He wasn't going to hurt him.
No.
It's literally like it's numero uno is don't do that. That's why nobody does that.
That was fun.
He just did that for show. He's a show pony.
That was fun.
He's a fun show pony.
He totally lost.
But his record has looked very dicey in the UFC. He's 2-4. One of those being against Tony Ferguson, who lost a gazillion fights in a row. And why he gets to do a call out afterwards is crazy. By the way, did you notice how Dana White then punted on Conor McGregor fighting in late 2025?
What?
Because it's late 20 never. He's never fighting.
I've taken that take and regurgitated at multiple conversations. He's never fighting
again. He's never fighting again. Leroy, you're all right. Oh, no.
All right. My all right is going to go to the Dolphins.
All right.
The last 4 weeks have been the football that we thought we were going to get all week. And although you did not win all those games, I'm just good to see that Dolphins football is relatively back. The games are entertaining. You go into a game knowing your team has a chance, not hoping. And so I'm glad it's back and getting ready for this last final stretch. My own no. I love Netflix. I love you. But there's two things you need to do for me. One, you can't be the foremost expert in streaming and then have me looking at the squiggly lines on the TV from stream.
It was brutal.
It was brutal.
I had to sit there with a pirate stream open.
I had to watch it on my phone because I got better reception on my phone than on my giant TV. So that was annoying, right? But I would like an investigation on who was watching that woman's fight. Because I didn't have a dog in the race. I didn't bet on the fight. The fight was entertaining. But how they picked Katie Taylor to win that fight is beyond me. I want an explanation and I want answers. And then I want them to fight again for the third time. Because that was by far the greatest thing about sports is as long as two teams or two people are competing, you could get something great. Hmm. And that fight was awesome. Besides the 17 headbutts and the look of that eye above
brutal.
Her. Look, it was open up like that.
I couldn't even look at the screen.
Who was harder to understand this week? Was it Katie Taylor's team and her, or was it Paul Craig, the Scottish people? Because they were they would go to Paul Craig in the corner during UFC, and John Anik and Joe Rogan like, I don't know what those guys just said.
I have no idea.
All right, he in the stomach.
Yeah, but I feel bad. Like, I feel bad for both fighters because, of course, Katie Taylor's going to try to defend why she won.
Yeah.
But she know damn well she didn't win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That sucks when you put the fighters out there who know it was a bogus conclusion or result, and they try to justify it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I want to see I would pay to see that fight again. Absolutely.
Jennifer?
Well, my all right goes to finally putting aside all this nonsense of Jake Paul and Mike Tyson.
Just glad it's over.
Right.
Glad it's in the rearview mirror, you know? I'm glad.
I can't be mad at you.
It was just, I feel like I wasted time. Anyway, my own no, I have a couple of them, okay?
Okay.
One obviously goes to Netflix.
Bums.
I need you to fix it. Before people start with these NFL games.
Yeah, but the other thing was it's free. Wasn't like it was a pay-per-view.
Technically not free.
It's bonus.
It's bonus. It comes with a subscription.
Right.
You know, they didn't pull a DAZN where you subscribe to DAZN and also pay $59 to watch Gennady Golovkin.
You got jobbed on that one.
Ridiculous.
My other oh no goes to Jake Paul's outfit. It's a little too extra, especially when you're putting diamonds on it. And then he had a little Alec Monopoly piece on the side. Like when the second I heard Alec Monopoly.
They also, is he famous?
Yeah, he's a thing.
Yeah.
If you go to Wynwood,
very basic.
You'll
very
see basic. A lot
That's
of...
That's the person who draws all the Monopoly people?
Correct. The Richie yes. Rich.
But Monopoly. How does he have the most expensive shorts? Because I feel like Mayweather's done the $1 million shorts a couple of times.
You know why? Because unfortunately, some dummy decided art is more expensive than everything. Because I was watching a video recently. It was like a $50 million house, whatever, art. So just because of that art piece, that increases the value more than a diamond. Doesn't make sense.
Remember when Connor and Floyd fought and they pretended like that belt the WBC made was worth $3 million because it was made of alligator skin?
Was it not worth
it? It wasn't. Dude, Chael Sonnen had the best line for this because he was doing coverage that week. He goes, there's no way that thing's worth $3 million. I saw it just lying on a table for anybody to take. If somebody's worth $3 million, that thing's got security.
That's true. That's a good point.
It's a good point.
That's a good point.
It's a good point. Bad guy, good point.
Well, that being said, I hope Jake Paul takes on that little cheater.
Cheater!
Wow. Oh, no! He's fighting a... Tommy Fury's next fight got announced, Jivik. He's fighting former UFC fighter Darren Till in a boxing match coming up.
Scrap it. I want
Jake Paul.
What?
That's it. She's spoken. She has spoken.
All right. Froggy?
That was all of your own nose, J-Fig?
Yeah.
Yeah, besides, you know... Tobin.
Okay, that's a weekly.
What does that mean?
I mean, you've been very critical of Post Malone.
I've been very critical. You know what? Here's the thing. Sometimes I get too dug in on things because you guys are like, ooh, Tobin, you're so mean at Post Malone for getting a gazillion dollars to do Hard Rock. It's like, I don't need him to advertise Hard Rock, all right? I love the Hard Rock. Nobody loves
the
Hard Rock.
We were talking about that. We were talking about you attacking him as an artist.
No. This is typical. But first of all, I want to say two things. One, you say Marcos is my hype man. You two might as well be the Hardy. Might as well be the Hardy Boys in WWE. You're a tag team, okay?
Whoa!
Like you guys join up and you like have to come You have to come to the rescue of Post Malone. It's ridiculous. Yeah, that's you. If there's Leroy, there's J-Fit. That is. Like that's you two.
Tobin and Marcos. Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Like, it's ridiculous. I did not take him out as an artist. All I said was, I'm sick of that commercial.
You're going to DJ Khaled.
Kind of is the collab king, though. But I will say, I have asked my country music expert on this. All right.
I want to know who that is.
I have asked my country music expert on this.
Oh, it's TC. It's got to be TC.
It's TC.
It's got to be TC.
Host of Mornings.
Yes.
Kiss Country, him and Dina B. Which, by the way, my daughter was more thrilled to see them than anybody at Stars and Strings.
Wow.
She loves TC and Dina B.
Good people.
And so I asked, Post Malone, ... good at country or stinks? And if good, is it only because he was coattail riding Morgan Wallen?
Okay. What a question.
See, wait, this is why he needs supervision when asking questions,
of
putting
course.
Up polls. Because
they're going to go ahead and go along with his bits.
Yeah.
Then he responds. Just simply... good at country.
Okay.
And he's got more coming soon.
Ooh.
But also bigger because of Morgan for sure.
Ah.
To which I responded, damn, I was hoping you'd tell me he was a coattail rider.
So then, not looking at your friends, your people you hang out with,
yep,
break bread with,
mm-hmm,
go to social events with, you call an outsider to confirm what we've been saying?
Yes.
Minus one.
What?
Whoa! Some say that's doing the research. Isn't what Chris Fowler wanted the whole time?
Minus one.
Wrong time.
When I have a question about MMA, who do I call?
I don't know.
You!
When he has a question about hockey, who does he ask?
For some reason, me, and I don't understand it.
You go to more games than I do.
I got to get to my first game. I'm dying to get to the Panthers this year. Froggy, what do you got for us, buddy?
My all right goes to Jonnu Smith.
Pause up!
Yeah. Pause up. Bah. This is what we've been waiting on all season. So that is definitely a good sign of things to come. My oh no.
Oh no.
Goes to Mike Tyson's ass cheeks, dude.
Mike Tyson's ass cheeks.
I love the. Did you see the video? Some guy dressed up like Tyson and his wife wanted to like kill him. But here's the deal. Too much. Did we like? He turned around like no big deal. Like, live TV, dude.
He said, "I love you." Leaned into that kiss. Turns around. Cheeks.
Well, I think that was his son interviewing him.
Oh, was it? Nice. Cheeks, right, though, dude. Still.
Yeah. I just saw cheeks.
I'm
like
blacked out.
The camera couldn't go.
Well, it's Netflix. I mean, Netflix. You don't have to go away from Netflix.
I know, but still, too much.
Netflix is like Mike Tyson. If you want to know how old Mike Tyson is, doesn't care that his cheeks are out old.
That's, you know what? That's, I was like, that's really the terrifying side of age right there.
When you
give no bleeps,
you walk into that LA Fitness locker room and you see pruny cheeks, you're like, oh.
Hey, can I just tell you something? You are 100% correct on that. Like, the young guys are covering up. They got the towel, making sure nothing falls out. They put their pants on, you know, whatever. The old fat guy, just naked.
Yep.
Out of the shower, just naked. He don't care. He might find his underwear within the next 3 minutes. He might not. He'll put the towel on the bench, sit down, put his socks on first. And I'm looking at him like, yo, maybe you ought to put some drawers on first.
Nope.
Like, geez.
All right, everybody. That's our show. Thanks for the fun today. And we'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
We're still hungry. I could pork you. I could.
Colorado is goth.
Okay.
Very strange.
It's enough to just drive you bat. Bat bleep crazy.
I'm sorry.
I apologize.
What are you eating?
What's going on with me lately? I apologize. You get that?
Yeah, I got it.
You know what?
Hope you motherfucker have a good day.